Hey folks, Dan Friel here. Some breaking news for August 12th, 2025. So we have the consumer inflation numbers just popping. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going straight over to the markets to let you guys show the instant reactions to this because it was posted just minutes ago. So right through here, here's what we got as a headline. Consumer prices rise 2.7% annually, less than expected amid tariff worries. So that's what I was expecting. What's the bond market doing right now? It's doing fantastic. Bonds are up 19. Stock market, let's see. Stock market is up 200 points. So we got a good day going for us, folks. So let's get over to what happened today. So what happened today was we were waiting for consumer inflation numbers to come in. And that's what we got today. It wasn't as high as a lot of people expected. And I'm not expecting them to get as high as a lot of analysts were expecting. So let's get over to the breaking news that we just got so you can figure out what's going on with these today. So folks, let's get over to it. We had consumer inflation eased a little bit more than expected. That's helping the bond market tremendously because now this gives the door wide open to the Federal Reserve to cut rates. So that's what we're seeing right now through here. You go over to the equity markets. Let's go to the bond markets, equities, and see how they're faring for today. Now, the markets aren't open. This is pre-market. Let's see. Dow futures rally 200 points after a lighter than expected inflation point. So across the board, here's what we got. We got the Dow Jones rallying up over almost 200 points. We got the NASDAQ up 44, S&P up 75 basis points. That's really not much. But look at here. Here's what I want to show you guys. Look at oil behind my head. That is a fantastic number. Let me show you how oil is also going to help with the inflation numbers. So you click the oil front. Let's go back to where we were a year ago. Okay, this is why I think tariffs are inflationary, but this might be an offset to a lot of those numbers. So here's where we are on the oil piece. And think of how much oil is used in stuff. Okay, let's go back to where we were a year ago. What was the number? Well, let's go back to here. We go back a year ago today, and the number on oil was about $80 a barrel. See that? Right down through there? Okay, where are we now? 63. That's a major, massive move in oil. So that's going to help the inflation front tremendously. I think that's a big piece of what's offsetting these numbers. We go back over to the bond market. Here's what you're seeing right through here. Bonds are holding steady up 22. That's a fantastic move right there. Now, I hope it doesn't get back. Let's see if there's any gaps in this. No, there's no gaps. So that's good news through here. So we're getting a nice rally through on the bonds. Let's see how we're faring here we're getting back up there. So if you go to a five-day chart, we're still not up here where we were, but that'll be the next catalyst to hit. So we're looking at the next puzzle we're going to hit is about 100.35. So we maybe have a 20 point move here remaining left, but we're up 25 for the day. And basically, guys, it was just consumer inflation news that came in better than expected. Go over to the Federal Reserve. What do they monitor? Well, they monitor inflation, the PCE, personal consumption expenditure, not the CPI, but that number still fill in the void through here. So what we have the rest of the week is right through here. We have Wednesday, nothing really coming in on Wednesday, but then on Thursday, we have producer inflation. This is going to sell us how much producer costs are going up. So we have that coming in. We have initial jobless claims. How many people lost jobs? Now, here's the big thing we're going to look at. Continued jobless claims. Are people able to get jobs back, or are they getting let go and just having a tough time getting jobs? That's one of the focal points that we're going to have on Wednesday. So today, folks, it looks like kind of smooth sailing. MBSs are up 24, and that is it for today. I just wanted to give you guys the inflation report that we had for today. Great numbers. So expect mortgage rates to drop pretty decently today and throughout the day. So I'll be back to at 2 o'clock today, Central Time. It's Stock Talk Tuesday. Please join me there where we talk stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies. Why? I just want you guys to understand the markets, folks. Who I am and what I do for a living, let's get over to it. My name is Dan Friel. I do these reports each day to inform you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So I work at a federal bank, and that makes me federally licensed throughout the entire country. The cool thing, well, think of it this way. I'm getting a lot of people confused. Think of us being a federally licensed mortgage broker. Think of it that way. So we're set up with 33 other lenders. These are banks, credit unions, and just mortgage lenders. And we have the ability to, if they have better rates than us or a program that I don't have that they have, I can use their programs and their rates. Where else can you go with one application, one credit pool, and shop or compare your loan to over 30 different lenders? And that's what we do here. So I am a federally licensed loan officer that will be working on your loan for you, even if it goes to one of those 30 lenders. How does it work? Well, check out the rateupdate.com, folks. You can call in just to ask some questions, 844-775-5626. You can ask me a question right through here by asking Dan. Now, here's three big pieces of the puzzle on this website that I don't want you to miss. If you're buying a house, scroll down here. This will give you up to $7,000 if you're looking to buy a home. I don't know why that's out. So right through here, up to $7,000 if you're looking to buy a home. It's income-based, so click this. It'll tell you the mapping system to go to plug in your income to see if you qualify. Up through here, if you're looking to refinance and you just keep missing that rate, well, plug in here and tell me exactly what rate you want. And when it hits there, I'll get you on the phone. We'll kick around the numbers. If it works, we'll get the paperwork started and lock you in. What if you already got a quote or you're locked in already and these rates are plummeting right now? What can you do? Well, go to the loan estimate review. This is probably the best tool we have. Click there. Upload your loan estimate, the best loan estimate you have, because if we can beat them on fees and rate, I'm expecting to win you as a customer. So go through here, upload your loan estimate, and what I'll do is I'll do a personalized video right back to you to let you know, can we save you money on the fees, on the rate? What's happening most of the time is we're saving money on both of them. So thanks for watching this morning, folks, but we do have, let's go back to recap it, MBSs are up 22, so mortgage rates will be easing today. Join me today at 2 for Stock Talk Tuesday. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you then. Bye-bye.